Okay, so let's come back to that little sequence and why I did all that.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. When Ian didn't tell us we had to speak as if we were the card.
I said tell the story of the card.
Yeah.
And you could do, there's lots of ways to do that. Yeah. You could speak as the card, you could speak about the card. Didn't say how you could do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, absolutely one of the things you can do is to speak as the card. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one thing.
Yeah.
And you're going to address that.
Yes.
And the other thing, is there something to do with this path, to do with the I felt like I've been in three places at once. Is that connected to this path in some way?
Well, the thing is, yes, in a certain sense, right? Because we're looking at opposites in conjunction. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at opposites, you're looking at one thing, a second thing, and a third thing that unites them.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So that would be a very, yeah, totally, that would be a very congruent experience if you felt like that. Mm-hmm. What I did, so come back to the story, and so let's, you know, if I look at the sequence of the three meditations we began this afternoon with. So we first of all begin with a journey into the West. And we connect to that. Those who were here yesterday did that yesterday, and we've done it again slightly differently, but pretty much the same kind of journey. So we're returning to the divine. We're returning to the place of the beginning, returning to the place of union. So the next thing, my next instinct then was to do something slightly unusual, but okay, was to take control of you all, tell you all, right, go into three groups, here we go, pick a card, any card, take the image, speak the image in whatever way you do, okay? So that, in fact, is the path of return. That's having reached the place of the beginning, the going through the union of the gold and the silver doors, the gold and the silver trees, into the place of peace. Then I'm saying, okay, come right out now, bring your creativity out into the world. Take, and I'm using a particular set of images that are connected with this conjunction of form and force. So bring your creativity into activity. Well, nobody failed.
I thought I failed.
Well, of course you would think that, because you're you. But no, of course you didn't fail, because you told, I heard you tell the story, you told your story. There's no way to fail that.
I just described the card.
Yes, all right, no, that's fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not totally. No, no.
What were we speaking in? Our creativity. What were we?
Well, you're relating to the image, and you're bringing that out.
What are we bringing? Something?
Whatever you brought out. Whatever you said. It could be just a description of the card, it could be a story about the card, it could be some feeling that arose to you in the card. It doesn't matter. Whatever you brought out is whatever you brought out. And whatever your mind does with it afterwards is not the point. Because the point is...
It's just a creative act.
Yes. It's a manifestation of will and creativity. And then we flip back into the you know, so this is all high action stuff. I bring you straight, tell you not to talk. Okay, come back. Now we're going to, and we do this very swift Colette meditation where people are in the main are connected to really powerful, creative, energetic things. Because you've reached the place of the beginning, you've brought your creativity back out again. And then when we return to that meditation, you find or pretty much everybody is connected to powerful things in different ways. So what I'm doing in all of that is sort of interfering with you and using my will and saying, let's do this, now we do that, and we do that, come on, oof, let's go. Okay? So we're breaking up the in particular also we're picking up the after lunch lassitude that happens to all of us when we've been working hard or a bit like, so this is often a time where I will bring in energetic exercises like that to wake us all up. But the importance of it really is getting that as we bring ourselves, as we return to the beginning, as we trust our expression of that in whatever way that happens, we then find ourselves in a different space. So it is the going and returning that the Kabbalah talks about the holy living features. They go and they return. They go and they return. And that's really what we've been doing for these last couple of days. Going, returning. Going, returning.
Going to the beginning.
Returning to the beginning and coming out again as ourselves.
And by touching the beginning, we touch something deeper and then we bring something new back.
Yes. Mm. Exactly so. That's what we've done. Okay, so there we are. Let's just see if there's anything final anybody wants to ask before, say, before we just finish. Wait on.
I'm a bit frightened too.
Go on.
Alright. Of course I said frightened. Have you ever had this experience where you're saying, I'm talking about a bad dream. Where it's so horrific what you're seeing in a dream, like a horrible, horrible scene, carnage.
Yeah.
And then in the dream, well, this is what happened to me, in the dream, and then I sort of thought, I'll try and remember what I'm supposed to do. And I was singing the invitation above, hey. But I must have not been aligning correctly or something, because all these demonic energies started kind of mocking me and singing it back, but nothing kept changing, nothing, the light wouldn't come.
No.
Anyway, I just woke up with a kind of like,
you're horrible,
that was a horrific dream. I've never had that horrific dream. So I've been puzzling, why, what's going on then? Like, when we talk about intentional aligning, because I really was really intending to hold the light and do something healing or something to change this terrible, I mean, I think I must have just been watching the news too much or something, horrendous evil stuff going on. Stop watching it.
Well, we can't always change things, can we? I think one of the things that, so the important point in that dream is not the effect, but the fact that you were holding the name. Not that you could change anything, because obviously you couldn't. But the important thing there is that you are aligned, that you are connecting to that, not because you're going to change anything. You know, the rabbi in the Warsaw Ghetto connects to the divine and prays, knowing that no help is coming. Knowing nothing is going to prevent the destruction. And it really is that place of keeping the faith, keeping the connection to the divine, even in hell. Even where the demons are laughing at you and mocking your chant and making it back at you.
That saves your soul.
It keeps you, yes, it does save your soul. It keeps you connected to... yes, it keeps you connected, I suppose.
Etty Hillsom does that very well.
Who? Etty Hillsom, yes. Yes.
She wrote a lot of diaries. She got killed in the...
She's really worth reading, actually. Yeah,
she has that. Yeah. She's in parts of my bar, but running around is unspeakable. Concentration camp, helping people, and then being terrified because they don't know.
And doesn't that show a certain amount of lucidity then, to be aware in the dream?
Yeah, I think so too.
To be able to engage by chanting. I mean, I think that's quite amazing.
Yes, I think that's true. No, absolutely.
To have that amount of awareness in your dream state.
On a retreat once, somebody was said, I think we've stuffed the planet. I think we stuffed it, and there's nothing we can do about it. But I think we're going to keep on campaigning. So it's a bit like that, isn't it?
Like, it's the key is connecting to the divine, though, isn't it? Keeping your connection so that you're okay.
Well, I was
really sort of like, I think I can try and explain. There was something about when I came out of it, of course. Analysing it in an aspect of my way, analytical, and thinking, why are these demons mocking me? Is it that, are they clipotic parts of me that I have to somehow reclaim into the light? Am I mocking myself on some level? You know, I kind of was with that, but on the other hand, something about it felt extremely real, like it wasn't anything to do with that.
No, psychological stuff. Good. So I think, therefore, believe yourself. And I think, you know, Palmer said is really quite important. The very fact of doing that at all reveals a degree of lucidity within the dream. And of course, you know, when we're addressing the world situation, addressing the news or anything you've been watching, of course we're addressing extremely intractable things. So the it would have been brilliant to have been able to transform it, but probably not very realistic to do that. And so there's something about being with the truth, both the truth of I was connected to the name and I wasn't able to transform this. And maybe, you know, if I just be with the truth of that and if I just be with the truth of that, I think that's important. Not to segue off into analysing yourself or to explaining it away, but that is just simply the truth.
So then, this question, sorry, Faye, that people have said to me, don't watch the news then, but I feel like that's turning away. I can't, that's not me, I can't.
No, it's a matter of course. I mean, I watch the news religiously. For me, it's important to do that. I'm not saying it's important to be important to be. There's again a question of who we are. So, you know, for me, I do need to watch the news. I do feel engaged with what's going on. And of course, you know, what you're describing, that sense of both holding the name and feeling powerless in the current situation is a regular experience. So I think in a sense partly what you're describing is something that's just true, something that just is. And yet, just like the rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto, the holding of the name is important whether it works or not. Mm-hmm. Whether help arrives or not, whether transformation happens or not, holding the name is valuable in its own right.
Said you don't know the effect of chanting the name. It might be planting a seed, it might be changing something.
Yeah.
You don't know.
No, I think that's it anyway. It is in the end to trust the mystery. Okie dokie, chaps. So let's just sit together because we need to finish. So just feel for a moment the blessing of the four archangels holding us as I thank them. Auriel, we thank you. Go in peace. Gabriel, we thank you. Go in peace. Mikael, we thank you. Go in peace. Raphael, we thank you. Go in peace. May we all go in peace. He did finish the swan. That is stunning. Yes, the swan can carry a sword. God, that's an amazing bit of work there. I love that. It's beautiful.
Put it on there for me.
Yeah. Why not so?
It's the boat, the swan.
It's the swan boat. It is exactly that.
Except it's full of feathers.
Yes, it's fallen over a bit, but yeah.
It's not stable.
Oh, yeah. Oh no. Okay. Oh, hey, now it is. Okay. Now it is stable.
The last one reminds me of the
Yeah.